Quite a remarkable transformation for the old Fry's in Plano. It's turned into a common working area, think We Space or whatever. But Ware Space is for people who actually work with their hands, and lots of small companies that are outgrowing their garage. Take, for example, the company called Curved Angles Studio. Victoria and Scott Bray started the company in their garage and have moved on up. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
So tell me, the business, as I understand it, is you're working with wood, but tell me about the products you're making.
So we are a family game night company. So we make personalized game night accessories, and then we also have a couple of tabletop games.
Yeah, in fact, I picked up a term I'd never heard before. You play dominoes, and you put the little dominoes up on a, I just thought it was a gizmo. There's actually a name for that, isn't it?
We call ours a domino rack.
Well, so tell me about the business. You started out in your garage.
Yes, we started in our garage. We've been in business for about 4 years, and it has took over our house. Last holiday, we really exploded, and we just needed to move into a bigger space that gave us more opportunity to send out more games to more families.
So how do you grow something like this? I mean, normally, you know, it was big media campaigns and advertising and everything else. How do you grow it?
We actually just grew organically. We started out on Etsy. We put one of our card racks, which was our first product, up on Etsy. And 6 months later, somebody bought it. And we were shocked. And we thought, oh, maybe this is a product that people will be interested in. And so we just kept adding SKUs to it. And then Uncommon Goods, which is an online retailer, found us on Etsy and approached us. And we have all our products on their website as well. And then we also have our own website. And so we really have done no advertising. It's been word of mouth and reviews, and people rave about our stuff. And so it's just been an organic path that we've taken.
So tell me how the combination works. You're marketing oriented, and you're the manufacturer.
That is correct. I do all the saw work, all the woodwork, but it's a absolute collaboration between the two of us, between the design, making sure that something is functional, beautiful, and easy to work with. We want to make sure that when it's in someone's hands, that they feel like it's a quality product.
So tell me about this space that we're in right now, which is a much larger garage. But in essence, it's sort of like a garage. It's a common workspace. What do you plan to do here?
So this is where all the sort of finishing aspect of our products will happen. Some staining and assembly. We'll be doing all the packaging out of here. And then the manufacturing part we have an offsite location for.
What about the logistics of running a business? I mean, collecting sales tax and dealing with tariffs and shipping costs and all that sort of thing.
So that is my department. Yes, I am the marketing designer part of it, but I'm also part accountant and part all other hats that a business needs. And it's just a matter of sort of bumping into walls until you learn it and you figure it out.
So can you scale up? I mean, do you have any production challenges?
We definitely have production challenges. I think one of our biggest problems right now is finding manpower, skilled labor, to be able to come in and do what we need them to do. This holiday season, we will probably be adding at least two more people for the holiday season to help us out. And hopefully sales warrant a third or fourth person.
So do you work on demand? Or are you going to build up inventory in advance?
So all of our products are designed to do about 80% of the manufacturing and finishing ahead of time. So then when we get an order, we personalize it or create the component that's personalized, and then we finish it out. So we have been making stock for the whole year, actually, and trying to get, you know, build up for holiday.
So where do you make them here?
No, we have an offsite location where we run all the saws and CNCs and extra lasers. We have one laser here that Victoria will be using to do a lot of personalization. I will use the other two lasers to produce parts and pieces and do some personalization there.
Have you been impacted at all by commodity costs? Because all we hear about is the cost. Well, we know the cost of labor, but the cost of wood and the materials.
We have, but we fortunately, when we started, we kind of didn't know what we didn't know, and we've grown with the company, and so we've been more efficient with our processes. We're trying to batch things out smarter, so we are getting tighter on our end in the same time that the commodity and the prices keep rising. So we're kind of keeping level with it right now, and hopefully it will level out soon.
This doesn't sound like a hobby. This sounds like a full-time job.
It is definitely our, it's both of our full-time jobs. This supports our family.
Well, it's outstanding. And I guess with the holiday season coming up, that's the big time. And so it's a good time to gear up. Well, we wish you luck. I had a lot of fun when this place was Fry's, but now it's Warespace and cranking out a lot of interesting things. The company, again, is Curved Angles Victoria and Scott Bray, our guest today. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.